on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
AmaZulu King Misi Zuluka Zweletini's wedding to his fiancée Nomsa Momieni will reportedly not go ahead. It's understood that the Zulu monarch has called off his wedding, which was due to take place next week. Newswatch's Tsinukutle Malinga has more.
In a letter to the Director General of the Premier's office, the King asked that Mieni's security, allowances and privileges be withdrawn. The letter says the traditional wedding was called off due to reasons beyond the control of the royal house. The move comes just a week after the King's first wife, Queen Ndokozo Gamayisela, turned to the courts for an interdict to hold the wedding. It's after her request for a family meeting seeking mediation on their divorce was pushed to next month. Tsinukutle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And in breaking news on an international front, authorities have confirmed that the ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war has taken effect. It's almost 3 hours later than planned. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu halted its implementation earlier, saying Hamas had not provided a list of the hostages that will be released today. As part of the ceasefire deal, hostages taken by Hamas in the October 7 attacks will be released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners in Israel's jails. Sky's Middle East correspondent Ali Bunkel is in Tel Aviv.
On the Hamas official website, they have released the names of the first three hostages that they expect to release later today. They are Romy Jonin, a 24-year-old, Doron Shadana Kaya, 31-year-old, and Emily Damari, a dual British-Israeli national, now 28 years old.
Back home, ANC's Secretary-General Fikile Mbalula says the country stands in solidarity with the people of Palestine. He says South Africa has been pushing for a ceasefire for months.
May the developments of the ceasefire propel us to realize a long-lasting solution, which is the self-determination of the Palestinian people. We are among other nations that, within the United Nations, that are proponents of the two-state solution. And we are still for that.
And a Durban-based tutoring group has urged the class of 2024 to return to better their results rather than give up furthering their studies. The groups raise concerns about matriculants who choose which career to pursue based on what they have achieved. Kangalani Sibia is the founder of the WTS Academy in Richards Bay. He says that they tutor maths and science students.
Firstly, South Africa Vele is a developing country to say. So we need these skills. So we need people to upgrade so as they can take engineering courses, they can go for medicine, they can go for any courses that require maths other than one choosing any career to say. So at the end of the day, you go for the course that you want. Because at the end of the day, you can do the course that you never thought of it because of the result.
Your top story this hour, AmaZulu King Misi Zuluka Zweletini's wedding to his fiancée Nomsa Momieni will reportedly not go ahead. For the Newswatch team, I'm Noshera Sudhial.